Chapter 1. Speeches. Late June of 1904 is the first recorded visit of Ellen White to Oakwood in Huntsville, Alabama. Thanks in no small part to the counsel and efforts of Ellen White, by the time of her visit, Oakwood was off to a solid start. Mrs. White, her son Edson, and a small group of other church workers toured various fledgling Adventist efforts in the South in the trilogy of cities central and crucial to the Adventist work. Ellen White spoke, shared counsel, and admonished at the various sites she visited. Following her deliveries, she often grouped together her counsels for convenience, publication, and future reference. On such a tour, she made an historic visit to Huntsville and spoke for the first time at Oakwood. Two of her talks were transcribed. These speeches, delivered to the student body in the school chapel, are full of positive exhortations and high admonitions. 1. Some of the best and highest talents. June 21, 1904. I am so pleased to see the colored students who are here today. I wish that there were 100 of them, as it has been presented to me that there should be. I wish there were many more here in training for service, for there is a large field to be worked among the colored people. To those who are here, I would say, seek to understand the scriptures. God will help you. His eye is upon the colored race, and he will send his angels to open your understanding. In regard to this school here at Huntsville, I wish to say that for the past 2 or 3 years, I have been receiving instruction regarding it, what it should be, and what those who come here as students are to become. All that is done by those connected with this school, whether they be white or black, is to be done with the realization that this is the Lord's institution, in which the students are to be taught how to cultivate the land and how to labor for the uplifting of their own people. Those connected with the farm are to work with such earnestness and perseverance that it will bear testimony to the world, to angels, and to men of the fidelity with which the land has been cared for. This is the Lord's land, and it is to bear fruit to His glory. Those who attend this school are to be taught in right lines, on the farm or in the schoolroom. They are to be taught how to live in close connection with God. The Lord says, "Work out your own salvation." How are you to do this? By doing the very things He wants you to do, that you may become intelligent in His service. He has given you talents to be improved. He has bestowed on the colored race some of the best and highest talents. He will bless in the work of transforming mind and character. Students, there is something for every one of you to do in God's service. The Lord wants you to be His helping hand in reaching souls in many places. He wants you to have an intelligence so sharp and clear that you can grasp the most precious truths, and in the simplicity of Christ, present these truths to those who have never heard them. There is great need for colored workers to labor for their own people. You can labor in many places where others cannot. White workers can labor for the colored people in some places. This is why we have established our printing office in Nashville. In and near Nashville, there are large institutions for the education of the colored people. The men who established these institutions have opened the way for the light of the gospel to go to the colored people. We want everyone who comes to this school to try to get some other one to come. There should be 100 students in attendance at the next session of the school. Will you not try in every way possible to swell the number to 100? And when the school year is over, these students should not be sent out to go where they please. They are to be trained and educated till they are able to go out into the field to work successfully for the Master. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Do not bring to the foundation that which is represented as wood, hay, and stubble, for such material will be destroyed by fire. bring the material that is spoken of in the Word of God as gold, silver, and precious stones. This will stand the test. If you bring worthless material to the foundation, your work will be consumed. Could you be satisfied yourself to be saved and have nothing to show for your life work? Would you work merely to save your own soul?
God desires you not only to save your own soul, but to bring others to Him. These ransomed ones, when the redeemed are gathered home, will be among those who will cast their glittering crowns at the feet of the Redeemer and fill all heaven with rich music. They will exclaim, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain and that lives again, a triumphant conqueror." And then they will go to the ones who spoke to them the words which brought them into right relation to God and will say, "It was your influence through Christ that led me to accept the truth of heavenly origin." Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You are to fear lest you make a mistake and lead others to follow a wrong example. All that you do is to show the fidelity which God acknowledges. God has given to every man his work, and He puts His stamp on all work that is genuine. But spurious work is of no value in His sight. Everything is to be done with thoroughness. There is to be no sham work. If you will do thorough work here, your education will be worth double to you in afterlife than if you should leave school with a superficial education, not having done thorough work. I feel so grateful that we have this large farm on which to carry on our school work. I am so glad that it is productive land. But it cannot be expected to bring forth fruit if it is left uncultivated. From this we may learn a spiritual lesson. "It is my Father's good pleasure," Christ says to His disciples, "that ye bear much fruit." But you cannot bear much fruit unless you take out of your lives the weeds of selfishness and sin. We do not ask what your past life may have been. We ask you to take out of your hearts now the weeds of evil, and let the word of truth dwell in you richly, that your lives may produce the fruits of righteousness and holiness. If you will do this, you will see in the kingdom of God the result of what you have learned on this school farm. Pull up the weeds of evil in your hearts and plant the seeds of truth. Everyone before me is to be a missionary for Christ. Students, we want you to bring others to this school, and we want you to do your level best yourselves in gaining a fitness for service. You have precious opportunities here, and we want you to learn how to train the minds and hands of others so that they, in turn, can lead still others to Christ and receive a crown of rejoicing. You are to be patient, kind, gentle, and yet firm and strong for the right. You are to place your feet on the platform of eternal truth, the platform that no storm or tempest can sweep away. Do you ask what this platform is? It is the law of God. He says that if you will love the Lord Jesus and keep His commandments, you will be a kingdom of priests, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. God's eye is upon all. He wants the students in this school to make all they do a means of helping them to gain an education that will enable them to present the truth to their own people. I am speaking to the students here today because I want to encourage them. They have a battle to fight. They have a strong prejudice to work against. If they will do this righteously and patiently, not cherishing the feeling that they are misused, God will greatly bless them. Students, remember that Christ loves you, that God so loves you that He gave His only begotten Son to die for you, that you might be brought into the faith. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I say again, I am so glad that we have this farm. Not long ago, one came to me and said, "I think it is a mistake to keep that large farm. It is not half cultivated.
I think they might better sell a portion of it. That night, instruction was given me regarding the matter. It was God's purpose that the school should be placed here. He saw that the workers here would not have to fight every inch of ground in order to establish the truth, as the workers in some places have had to do. The instruction was given me, never part with an acre of this land. It is to be used in educating hundreds. If those who stand here as teachers will do their part, if with courage they will take up the work appointed them, trusting in the Lord, sending their petitions to heaven for light and grace and strength, success will attend their efforts. The teachers are to be kind and tender, and at the same time, very thorough in discipline. This is most essential. Minutemen are needed in this school, men who have vitality and power, men who are prepared to use the capabilities of the whole being in active service, that everything about this school may be of a character to recommend it to angels and to men. Teachers and students will then have the satisfaction of knowing that the work is acceptable to the Lord.
Students, God will help you. But you must not think that you can retain the unchristlike traits of character that you naturally possess. You must place yourselves in the school of Christ. You must learn from the one who learned from his Father. Christ declared, "As the Father gave me commandment, even so I do." In order that his Father might be glorified through the Son, Christ did what his Father had commissioned him to do. How important that we do what Christ commissions us to do. We are preparing to enter the holy city. Keep this thought in mind all the time. There is a heaven of bliss before us. Keep thinking of this. And there is a joy that we may have in Christ even in this world. To those who keep his commandments, he says, "My joy shall be in you, and your joy shall be full." Keep his commandments and live, and his law as the apple of thine eye. May God bless you all. If I never see you again on this earth, I hope that I shall see you in the kingdom of God. Footnote 1. Never part with an acre of this land. The General Conference originally purchased 360 acres of farmland known as the Beasley Estate in Huntsville, Alabama, for $8,000 in 1895. This land was expressly bought to be the site of the Oakwood Industrial School and the acreage Ellen White spoke of to never part with. Since then, the Oakwood College constituency has acquired upwards of 1,200 additional acres. Some of these additional acres have been sold. It has been the practice, however, to discriminate between the original 360 acres and the additional acreage. 2. So Well Begun, April 29, 1909. I am glad to have an opportunity of speaking to this company of students. Sometime I expect that this room will be filled, and that another room will be filled also. We expect to see a work done here that men will be proud to acknowledge. We are glad indeed to see so many present. This morning I will first read a few words from the 58th chapter of Isaiah. "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge?" Here the complaint comes not against themselves, but against God. Listen to the answer. "Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen?
a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? The Lord declares what is the fast that he chooses. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? He says, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. This is the work we are trying to do, and the work we are setting before his people, God's people, as the work that should be done. Yes, Lord, we can say, we, thy commandment-keeping people, are trying to do this work as fast as possible. We are endeavoring to bring the colored people to that place where they can be self-supporting. The time will come when you will be able to escape many of the evils that will come upon the world because you have obtained a correct knowledge of how to plant and to build and how to carry on various enterprises. This is why we want this land occupied and cultivated, why we want buildings put up. The students are to learn how to plant and to build and to sow. As they learn to do this, they will see a work before them which they will be very glad to have a part in. Opportunities will present themselves by which they can make themselves a blessing to those around them. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. It is the privilege of every student and worker upon this school land to know what it is to be moved by the impulse of the Spirit of God.
Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. Why this assurance regarding the health? Health is given because you learn to use your muscles as well as your brain powers. It is very important that we tax our physical and mental powers equally. Thy righteousness shall go before thee, the Lord continues, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. How will our righteousness go before us? It will be revealed in righteous words, in righteous actions, in our useful employments. This work is given to the colored people as surely as it is given to the white people. According to their opportunities, they are to work out faithfully the problems that God presents to them. When we do the work that God requires of us, the blessings He has promised will attend us. If we will do justice, if we will exalt the truth, the Lord Himself will be our keeper and our preserver, enabling us to do His will. God takes care of those who are looked down upon by their fellow men. It is because He regards the needs of those who are despised and rejected that we have this school farm where you can receive a preparation for labor right here in the South. It is His desire that those who receive a training here shall go forth to labor to lift up the oppressed, to strengthen the weak hands, that through your efforts men and women may learn to honor and glorify God. The teaching of this 58th chapter of Isaiah means just this to you. I am glad of this opportunity of saying these few words to you. Let everything you do be done in faith. Believe that the Lord will surely fulfill His promises. He wants us to take comfort in His word. He wants us to be consoled by His promises. He longs to see the righteousness of the Lord go before us and the glory of God be our reward. I see great possibilities for this experience to come to the students in this school. You have great advantages here. You are shut away from the world at large, away from the carousing and the amusements and the confusion. You do not need these things. You need to be where you can be free to serve the Lord conscientiously. He does not cast you off because of your color.
The Lord wants the white people to help the colored people. If they will encourage them and open ways for them, the blessing of the Lord will surely come upon them as it comes to those whom they are trying to help. This will be a working out of God's plan. It is the privilege of each student here to know that the Most High has a care for you. He will watch over you for good and not for evil. If you follow on to know the Lord, you will know His going forth is prepared as the morning. You will increase continually in light and knowledge. I want to see the goodness and mercy of God revealed in this place. We will pray for you. We will do all we can to help you. We will send you publications that you can read and study. I want to meet you each in the kingdom of God. Let us fight the battles of the Lord manfully and righteously, that we may see in the city of God the faces we look upon here today. Let us educate and train the younger members of the Lord's family. They are to stand firmly with God's people. I need not say any more this morning. I am very thankful that I could visit your school. For years I have done what I could to help the colored people, and I have never found the work so well begun in any place as I find it here at the present time. In all your experiences, remember that angels of God are beside you. They know what you do. They are present to guard you. Do not do anything to displease them. As you work and they work, this school will become consecrated ground. I shall want to hear how you succeed. All heaven is interested in the moves you are making. Let us do our utmost to help one another to obtain the victory. Let us so live that the light of heaven can shine into our hearts and minds, enabling us to grasp the treasures of heaven. May God help you, is my prayer.